The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Monday as we begin our week on the theme of mindfulness of emotions. And it's one of the very important areas of mindfulness, to be mindful of our own emotions and to be mindful, aware of the emotions of others as well, and to learn the art, the skill of recognizing emotions, knowing how to be mindful of emotions, and learning how to discover what liberation is in relationship to emotions. So for now, I'd like to say that I think of emotions as belonging to a place in human beings that can be quite tender, and that the careful attention, careful caring attention, taking time to slow down and be with these things that are, to say, the moods, the emotions, the mental states that kind of have a huge influence on our lives, that we slow down and really start recognizing more deeply what's going on with them and where they arise from under the surface, and where they it's a tender place. And so as we begin this week on emotions, remember that, and remember to hold yourself with care, with compassion, and generosity, lots of generosity to how you feel. And slowly through this practice of mindfulness of emotions, we are increasing our capacity to be with emotions, the whole range of them, difficult ones and beautiful ones, and also increasing our capacity to be with them in a way that's free, a kind of freedom that allows the best of the emotions to thrive inside of us and allows that which is difficult and maybe debilitating around emotions to relax, to settle away, to no longer be limiting us in our lives. So today's topic is relaxation, and what we learn about relaxation of the body has a lot to do with our ability to relax with emotions, around emotions. And it isn't so much today that I'm going to emphasize relaxing emotions, like maybe to make them relax away, but rather to relax around them, to soften the boundaries of them and any reactivity or holding or preferences we have in relationship to them. So entering into your meditation posture, and maybe spending a little time swaying, rocking around, and so you can kind of slowly come into a still place that feels balanced, aligned, and to lower your gaze and have a loose focus in your gaze. You're not really looking at anything in particular. Letting the eyes relax. And then if it's comfortable for you, to gently close your eyes. And it's as if you're caring for something tender within, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, three quarters full, however full is comfortable for you. And an extended exhale. And in that exhale, to allow your body to relax and settle in. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And continuing on the exhale to relax your body. And part of the value of relaxing is that there's greater bodily sensitivity to feel when we are relaxed. So on the exhale, to soften and relax the muscles of the face. Around the eyes, cheeks, and if you feel any activated energy or in the face, tightening in the face, as you exhale, maybe you can allow it to get cooler. The coolness across your face. On the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the belly, softening the belly. And if there's any way that the thighs are tight or gripping, maybe you can also relax the thighs. And then becoming aware of how you feel. What's the emotional state that's most present, or mood, state of mind that's present for you? And it could just be that you're sleepy, calm, whatever it might be, see if you can feel how it manifests in the body. The feeling of your emotional state or your mood, is it kind of mostly felt or in the head, the face? The chest, the arms, the belly, all of the above. Is there a location that seems to be the center of how you feel? And then as you exhale, to relax the physical place where you feel your mood, your emotions. Allow the physical softening. Or in other ways, relax around how you feel. If the mind is preoccupied in some way or caught, and on the exhale, softening the mind, relaxing the thinking muscle. And then coming back to your breathing. And just settle in to the rhythm of your breathing. If there's ways in which your mood or emotional state can be gathered in to support you to stay with the breathing, make use of that support. Or you can just let your mood or emotional state recede to the background as you stay with the rhythm of breathing. But if what seems most predominant is your mood, your emotional state, see if you can find where it's most expressed in your body and relax there. Relax around it. Relax the physicality of it. And then begin again with your breathing. Is there any tension associated with how you feel? If so, can you relax it? If what you feel is pretty nice and relaxed itself, can you relax other parts of your body around it to allow the good mood or state to spread through your body? Recognizing whatever mood or emotional state you have, and relaxing with it, relaxing around it, relaxing through it, softening the edges, and breathing with it. your emotional state, mood, state of mind is located in your body. As you exhale, soften, relax. Or if you have some place in your body, like you're around your heart, that is your emotional center, soften, relax. And as we come to the end of this sitting, maybe for the next two or three breaths, relax again on the exhale. And on the inhale, open your mind's gaze out into the world, your world, people you'll encounter and engage in, communicate with. And how is it that relaxing in your body, relaxing around your emotional states, how is it that that helps you be more prepared for meeting other people, relating to other people? Whatever ways we benefit from doing this meditation practice, to trust that it, we do it not only for ourselves, but for others as well. That these benefits, the ways that we benefit, allow us to be in a better place to care with, to connect with others. And may we think about and consider how, with the foundation of meditation, that we can now engage in the world in a more useful way, perhaps in a more generous way or empathic way. May whatever ability you have to relax with your emotions, let it awaken a care and sympathy for others. So we have space and time to consider how to speak, how to act, and even how to think in ways that is for the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free.